I was rereading pieces of Past the Shallows when I found myself trapped by my thoughts and emotions. The human experiences represented throughout the text encase me into the dark and cruel side of humanity. I began to ponder deeper into my thoughts and wondered, how do we humans define what is a human experience? G'day ladies and gents, welcome back to another episode of The Depths of Human Nature. We are going to explore into every crevice of the human experiences. I'm your host, Cody, and today we will be exploring the text Past the Shallows by Favel Parrott and the ink drawing Gardens of the Human Condition by Michael Lanig. Tap in and strap in for a deep, dark dive. Supportive networks ameliorate traumatic inner journeys. Isolation instigates the entrapment and abuse of the mind. This is presented in both Past the Shallows and Gardens of the Human Condition. Exploration into the collective human experience exposes the inconsistencies in humanity as these texts accentuate the complexities within family life and the sometimes anomalous maturation into adulthood. Past the Shallows clearly emphasizes the relationship between the complexities of family life and the anomalous maturation into adulthood. The same applies with the Gardens of the Human Condition, in which highlights the inconsistencies in humanity and explores the anomalous maturation into adulthood. So let's get started. The anomalous maturation into adulthood is one of the biggest stages for an individual in life itself. The anomalous maturation into adulthood is a key human experience throughout the text Past the Shallows. And he heard her voice rise up. The familiar tears come. I grew up in that house, miles away. I don't deserve something. This form of flashback Parrott uses at the start of chapter 11, which allows for the emphasis of memory and experiences of terror and fear to be shown in Miles. Parrott uses the flashback to emphasize the memories the boys have and allows for the showing of the abuse the father shows towards them. Miles in the start of chapter 11 states, if it wasn't for the ache in his ribs and the bullet in the deck, he might have thought yesterday never happened. The abuse from the father forces the boys to mature into young adults at such young ages, indicating how we must evolve from our younger selves. This is a human experience everyone shares. The literal and metaphorical darkness is referred to once again, and Miles walking in the darkness, seeing his father sitting on the end of the bed, is potent of danger. The command to get up and Miles' response suggests implicit fear, an awareness that not accessing his father will incur his wrath. The threatening tone is intended to scare and warn readers, but suggests an implicit fear and awareness. This highlights yet again how after repetition of a certain event, we begin to get smarter, showing how we must mature and stay away from danger. Seen here again is the abuse of the father, showing how Harry is becoming smarter and learning ways around getting beaten. Do you remember a time in your life where your parents guided you in the right direction? The anomalous maturation into adulthood is a key human experience which can be seen throughout the Gardens of the Human Condition. The vectors used within the ink drawing draw attention to the war scenes in the middle ground of the ink drawing, also including the mother walking her child towards this madness. Lanig attempts to create parallels between the Garden of Eden and his own, through his use of similar framing, creating the pathway between his garden. By creating the parallel between the safe side and opposing side of the gate, Lanig represents the line that must be crossed between the conversion from a child to adult, where you are free from parental supervision and protection, and must fend for yourself, showing how we must grow independent. This shows direct links to Past the Shallows through the mental and possibly physical abuse of the child in the Gardens of Human Condition. The shade and darkened colours on the left-hand side of the drawing depict the strangling and tormented version of humanity. This conveying the dark side of the human condition, elaborating on the violence and harmfulness within human nature. The darkened colors symbolize the growth of the mind as you venture deeper into adulthood, showing the unprotected true world. By symbolizing the darkened colors, Lanig represents the dark human experiences within the world as a whole. The faded colors represent the slow gaining of knowledge and perspectives around violence presented in our world. We will be right back after this break. Expose audiences to a wider range of humanity's experiences as we engage in understanding others' experiences. The complexities within the family home are explored by Past the Shallows as Parrott identifies the different experiences of Miles and Harry in their family home. Parrot provides an out for Harry as she metaphorically illustrates Harry as a bird, a surviving cormorant. They were always in groups, cormorants, a hope that Harry had. This metaphor implies how Harry himself is a victim yet a survivor at most. The experiences he has faced as a young child and has overcome resonates how he is a survivor, yet facing these human experiences has caused trauma and influenced the way in which he thinks and lives his life. This is in which Harry has faced a collective as many individuals in society engage with this experience. Not only did Harry experience the loss of a loved one, he lost his father in the process. Miles and Joe also faced these challenges, yet shedded light from different perspectives on how they overcame them. While using the metaphor of the bird, it demonstrates how being a victim of these human experiences had the ability to enable Harry to become a survivor, as well as visually observing his growth and resilience as an individual facing the human experience of losing a loved one. Harry shows the resilience and his immature thoughtfulness as he stared at him and kept eating, whilst Miles comparatively looked at the things on the table. This food trope scene depicts the differences in the boys' experiences and shows the familiarity Harry has developed at George's house and Miles being circumspect and reluctant to eat. The growth of Harry and George's friendship is evident by contrasting Harry's familiarity with Miles, who is uncertain and does not know George. The complexities within family life is a key human experience which is also explored throughout the gardens of the human condition. In the foreground of the illustration, a parent is seen cautiously entering the garden with their child, where many horrible and dark things are taking place. As the parent is taking the child into the garden, it can be seen as a loss of innocence as the child is being exposed to and taught about the horrors of the human experience. Lenig attempts to create and foreshadow the dark side of humanity where this child is exposed to mass abuse at such a young age, fearing why society is the way it is. The ink drawing presented in the foreground is a direct inference to the exposure of the children to violence and trauma at such young ages. By representing this, Lenig is able to contrast the complexities of the family's experience. When a child is brought up around the idea of violence and trauma, they begin to think it's okay, continuing this trend, which is unfortunately a reality. The use of characterization and the metaphor for the child losing its innocence is shown in the ink drawing. The body language shown by the adult and child as they are hanging onto each other's hand shows their fear and foreshadows the bad things that are about to come. The use of the color black with dark and gloomy shading links to the darkness of humanity and highlights that the child's innocence is being sacrificed. The metaphorical use of the child holding hands with the parent connects to the concept of human need to be guided or birthed into the world and shown the realities of the human condition by our parents. Guidance for children is an extreme necessity which needs to be taken carefully. Holding hands with the mother signifies the forcefulness of the parent involving the child being pulled towards something they are scared of. This represents how forcing a child to do something can have positive and negative outcomes. By exploring the complexities within family life, we are able to get a deeper insight into the collective human experiences. This concludes the complexities experienced within family life. Past Shallows and Gardens of the Human Experience are physical and verbal texts which choose to explore the overarching concept of human experiences involving individual and collective experiences. Throughout the world today, all humans encounter and experience very similar experiences. The different ways these experiences impact us is what makes the world we know today so diverse and different. The two texts, Past Shallows and Gardens of the Human Experience, are very different forms of text. However, these two texts relate the major concepts and complexities between family life and the anomalous maturation into adulthood. This concludes today's podcast. As with always, I'm your host, Cody Tuckwell, and you've just tuned into The Depths of Human Nature. Did you come up with your own definition of what defines us as human?